Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hi, I just received a phone call from you guys. I was just calling back.
Okay, let me go ahead and double-check the number here. Okay, is this Belinda, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay, actually, I tried to give you a call earlier today. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
That's always good to hear. So let me just tell you the reason that I was giving you a call. It's actually quite simple. I just wanted to go ahead and go over the account with you, maybe check out the website, the client dashboard, just to give a quick walk around. Of course, UL has been completed. And then from there, we could definitely see what kind of changes we might need to make. Would that be possible to do today? It can take a little bit of time. I would say maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, awesome. So, again, right, mainly what I want to go ahead and do is make sure that everything is live, make sure that you have access to it, for example. So I do see the Google Business Profile is live. I'm also seeing that you should have access to your client dashboard. Have you logged in recently, if I may ask?
Yeah, I look at it all the time.
Awesome, awesome. So you know how to move around a little bit on that. That's even
oh,
better.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect. So if you like, we could definitely go on there just so we can look at things, right, see if people are seeing your information, right? And then from there, I can show you maybe some things that we might need to do just to maybe speed up the process on getting a better ranking, okay?
All
right. All right. Awesome. So let me know if you can log in right now or if you logged in.
Yeah, I got it right here. I mean, I have the app, so.
Awesome, awesome. So, okay, but you have the app or is it the client dashboard that you're on? I'm sorry.
The app, the Local Splash, it goes to my dashboard, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's just see if it's that one. So, if you're using your phone, right, then on top, you should be able to see the, it just basically says Local Splash, right? And then you get to see the total results underneath. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So something that I always want to do with my clients is first make sure that your information is being seen. So I typically ask them to go where it says Google Insights. If you're using your phone, you might have to press on the three lines. It's going to provide another drop-down menu.
Google Insights, okay.
Perfect. So if we go on there, right, typically it should say the last 6 months, but you can go ahead and filter them, just make your own decisions. I always like to go with the last 30 days just to see how things are going, okay? So right now, just by simply doing that, I could definitely see that there are two people that have seen your Google Business Profile. It looks like they might have even pressed the actual call button on there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, if you go a little bit lower, it's going to give you a little bit more information on there. It's going to let you know just the total views that I was on there. Looks like about 6, right? So what that tells me is that it is being seen, but it could definitely use some work in regards to maybe making it more attractive to clients, right? In other words, we would need to compete to get the ranking up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're actually already ahead. You're by gathering reviews, it's definitely very important. If you reply to the actual reviews, that's going to help you more than getting reviews, believe it or not. So if you can, feel free to reply to these reviews. And you could do it directly on here on the client dashboard or the Google Business Profile. So since you're already on the client dashboard, I'm sorry, if you press on the drop-down menu, there's going to be a little section that says reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you click on that, right, you should have the option to see the review that's on there. You can also reply to the review yourself. If you prefer to have an AI answer it for you, then there's an option to turn it on and off, okay? So, for example, I believe it is on right now. So if you want to turn it off, that's perfectly fine. Or if you want to give it a try, just go right ahead, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about the AI answering is that it's unique. It basically takes the review, it reviews it, and it even replies with that same review. So each time that the AI is going to respond, it's going to be specifically for each review. Or again, please feel free to do it yourself, right? I might even make it a little bit easier to contact clients as well, okay? Now, since we're already here on the review section, there's a few things you can do on here. For example, we do ask our clients that if you have customers, right, just send them out the link to your Google Business Profile so they can leave reviews. And there is a button right here that should allow you to request the actual reviews, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. So it just shows right there, right? And the good thing is that you could send it by email or phone number. And if you need to, you can actually choose a template that we created. That way you could just say create a unique request, right, for them to leave a review. That's definitely an option for you. And then you could just save it and keep using it forward and make changes as you want, okay?
Okay.
And if you have clients that are in Spanish, there is a way to switch it to Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's definitely something that's really useful, especially for the Google Business Profile. So again, don't feel rushed that you need to respond to the reviews. If you have this on, I believe in 24 hours, it will respond to it if you haven't, okay? If you don't want the AI, it shows us right here where it says automated replies. I could go ahead and turn it off or leave it on. What would you prefer? I'm sorry.
Automatic reply.
Beautiful. Okay, awesome. And this would bring me up to the next thing, which is the post. If you click back on the three lines, right next to reviews is something that is called posts. And these are Google posts, okay? Now, I believe right now they're only being created, I believe, once a month. Okay, let me double check. Yes, so I could definitely see that. The frequency.
Where is it at? Hold on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, I see it. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So as you can tell, right, we do have some of the actual posts that have already been created, and there should be going live. For example, the first one goes live today, right?
Okay.
So the reason that they're in this color is because they haven't gone live. Once they go live, they'll be just white, right? They would be a white post. You'll see it. But right now, since they're this way, you can actually request to make changes if you need to. And from what I could tell, it's being created maybe twice a month, right? So I definitely want to go ahead and pick that up, meaning that I want to increase the Google post because it does help to show activity. And that's what Google wants, right, when giving you a ranking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order for us to create more posts, we would need to add more photos, okay? And I'll show you how to do that. You probably already know. But for now, since we're on the post, right, if you feel that you want to create your own post, you can, okay? It just shows they're creating
a
post. And it should be connected to our
AI. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, again, this is just in case you want to jump in there, just do a post. It's perfectly fine, right? But we will create them automatically. The whole goal that I want to get to is I want to create maybe two a week instead of two a month, right? We definitely need those images, okay? Now, how do you manage your photos? You would just press on those three lines again, and you would click where it says business info.
Okay, and then I added some pictures the other day.
Yes, there is some added. You're absolutely right. I believe last month, actually. I will tell us, don't worry. So if you just scroll down, you'll be able to get to where it has basically the media, right? You'll see your logo, your cover photo, business photos.
Yeah.
Awesome. So right here, right, we can tell we just have a few, and I believe that's why we haven't created the more posts. And as well, it's fairly new. So please feel free to add photos that you want to share. If you upload photos that you don't like, don't worry. It's going to give you the option to, let's say, arrange them or even delete them, okay?
Okay.
I believe we have access to the website. So also, if you want to add videos, please do so. Anything to grab the customer's attention. And there's a video section as well, just right underneath the business photos, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome. So right away, that definitely gave me I definitely saw right away what needed to change, right? For example, the actual post, I definitely see that would be great. Now, I see that you got a review already. Did you share the tiny URL that was sent out to you? Or do you know? Okay.
I saved it so I can get to it, you know, really quick and have it on hand.
Beautiful.
So I can share it.
So basically, I would say those are the main things, right? For example, we're going to create the post. If you want to create one, it's perfectly fine. For now, I would really recommend that you add maybe 5 to 10 photos today, just so we can up the creations on the
post. We're actually doing a job today.
All right, so it all falls together.
As soon as we get the job done, before I do before and after pictures, so that way I can...
That's a good idea. Yeah, it's definitely good when people get to see those photos. So, again, right, if you get a chance later on today, you could definitely go ahead and – can you hear me? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I thought I lost you there. Got a little static.
No, I'm here.
So you have access to this, right? And as long as you have the photos saved to your phone, then you'll be able to upload them. And again, this basically lets you control absolutely everything on here, right, on what your customers are seeing. Also, you can make sure to request more posts, right? So you're almost in full control. There are some things that you can't do. For example, you might need to call us to update the keywords just so it won't, let's say, affect Google's algorithm. So we got to just be careful on certain things. But everything on here is customizable, including your service areas, okay? So let's say maybe you're thinking of adding another service area. You could add it here, or you could just let us know, call us, send us a text, and we'll add it for you, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So that would be what I definitely want you to see on here. I also maybe want to check your website. The reason is because I'm not sure if you're aware, but the websites are customizable, okay, especially with the package that you have. You're able to make changes to the website yourself, or you could give us a call and even speak directly with our web design team, okay?
Okay.
So just know that you do have the option. And actually, let me take you there. If you press on those three lines again, it's always going to be those three lines, right? So if you press on those three lines.
Website.
That's correct. So you're going to go to your website. And right now, there's not that much activity, right? But it does show the promoted URL, okay? So if you ever just want to see how your website looks like, just go on here. I'm also going to speak to my team about adding a web editor if it's possible for you, because I don't see it just yet. The web editor is going to allow you to log in there and just make changes. And it's quite nice because you could play around with it. And as long as you don't publish it, your clients can't see it. If you publish it by mistake and you don't like the errors, we can undo it. Also, there's a button on there that will allow you to undo it, right? So just don't worry. We want clients to have fun, right? If they want to play with it, then please do so. So that just brings me up to the website. If you press on the link, right, if you feel that you want to make more additional changes, just let us know. It could be.
Yeah, it's not opening. Am I supposed to hit edit website or?
No. Just go ahead and click where it says the link. Actually, it just should show the link.
I don't see anything.
Highlighted. Oh, go all the way to the bottom, if I may. If you may, I'm sorry. It should be right.
So go to website.
It should be promoted URL.
No, there's nothing there.
Okay. I'll have my team take a look at it. Not to worry. Go ahead and just click on the home screen.
Okay.
Once you click on the home screen, you're just going to see your logo. And then underneath that, it's going to say business info. And it should say their promoted URL.
Go to the home screen. Mm-hmm. Oh, your website. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do anything.
Okay. I'm definitely going to have my team take a look at it. I just might need to republish it. Since we're still working on the account, making it better, sometimes the changes take a little bit to reflect, right? So I'll ask them to republish it. After that, you're going to be able to visit your website. For now, I'm just going to send you the link to it. And it definitely shows that we have access to it here, just to confirm.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like one of our starter websites here. And what I mean by starter is that we start with this, right? And then from there, the clients can decide to make changes, right? So again, let me bring this up. If you've seen a website that you really like and you're like, you know what, this is the website, I want my website to look similar to this, then we can, okay? Just send us the referral, right? We'll send it as close as we can without, let's say, breaking any laws, of course, right? So. Just let us know. But most of the times, their clients just let us know, hey, look, can you just set up an appointment with your actual web design team? It can take about 24 hours, so just let us know if you need to speak with them directly, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Give me 1 second, and I'll send out that link to your phone here. It ends in 1693, just to confirm, is that right?
Yes.
And would you prefer the messages to come to this line, or if it's okay, they go to the other line? I'm sorry. I believe it's Salvador's line.
Yeah, it's probably best to come to me because get him know more of what's going on than he will. So.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make the switch right now. That way you receive any kind of messages that, let's say, that are coming our way, because we do send out messages once you start getting calls. Messages, for example, will let you know, hey, look, take a look at these leads. Especially if he doesn't answer a call, right, we'll send a text message with the potential customer's information, as long as the customer shared it. So it's definitely useful to have someone that, let's say, has time to visit those messages. Okay, perfect. So I just sent the text. You should receive it at any moment. I think you already received it. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So again, this is something that it is definitely important, right, to make sure it follows Google's guidelines. After that, we can go ahead and just make changes. For example, I have clients that make small changes. Let's say, look, let's just change the color of the background. Or, you know what, I want this on top, right? Or we also have clients that say, you know what, set up an appointment with your web design team. Or here's a referral, a reference, for example, right? So just keep that in mind because it definitely is important, I would say, to personalize it, right? And that's where the photos come in. If you keep sending in photos, we'll keep adding the information to
it. Okay.
All right. And the beautiful part is when you're on the client dashboard, if you add photos within an hour or so, it's going to upload them to your Google Business profile, your website, all the information on there, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. So that's basically it on the client dashboard. I would say we cover the most important things. The only thing I didn't really go over was the actual Facebook ads. Would you like to go ahead and take a look at them? They're on here as well.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So you would just click on the three lines again, and you're going to go where it says Ad Campaigns, and just click on the one that says Facebook.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so let me know when you're there, okay?
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So you can say it says link clicks, right? These are the amount of people that click the information. Looks like maybe just one of them tried to press the call button, right, to reach out to you. Did anything come through by any chance?
No, we didn't get anything from Facebook, not that I know of.
Okay. Let me take a look at that as well. There are times where they just press it right and hang up right away, but Facebook just the information that they try to call. They won't share the customer's information, though. I'm sorry about that. But the main reason that I wanted you to come on here is so you can see the Facebook ads, because it's going to be extremely hard for you to see your own ad on the Facebook because we're targeting clients, right, or customers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever want to visit the ones that we post, you just come on here and you just scroll a little bit down. It says Facebook ad preview. And these are the Facebook ads that are running, okay? And, yes, they're definitely customizable. If you want to add something, definitely let us know. We can make sure to add different photos as soon as they're uploaded as well.
Okay,
perfect.
Okay, perfect.
So that would be the main two. I would say that would cover everything right now. And, again, just keep playing around with it. Believe me, you'll find it very useful. You can create your own posts, add photos. And, as well, you'll be able to see the leads as soon as they're coming in, okay? I think about four are coming in. So if you want to check your leads, you can, right? I believe it shows four. It should break it down to calls, messages, and I'm pretty sure you already seen them, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So that would be it in regards to the actual client dashboard. It looks like everything is set and it's running as we could tell. So now we're just going to concentrate on making more attractive. Again, just gathering reviews and sending in photos, and we'll take care of the rest, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And just before you go, we also want you to know that there are other options or routes you can take. For example, we do have clients that want us to do Google Ads for them. So if you're ever interested in Google Ads, just let us know. We can walk you through the steps on what can happen, let's say the outcome. And I believe Google is allowing you to try for 1 month, right, without any commitment, meaning just a 30-day trial. I believe you do have to invest at least $300, though, okay?
Oh, okay.
So just keep that in mind. The ads are very important. We have customers that only run ads. Why? Because if you run those ads, it puts you on top of the actual Google Maps. It actually puts you before the websites. So you've probably seen them online. Again, I'm just bringing it up. I want you to know that we do have other options. Like if you do qualify for Google Verified or even Yelp ads are available, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So that would be it on my end, right? Just again, it looks like everything is going smooth. You should definitely start seeing better results now. If you don't, just feel free to give us a call. Let us know if you have concerns, questions. It's definitely important that we work together, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you. Is there anything else that I may do for you? I'm sorry. Maybe you have a question or anything?
No, that'd be all.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your patience on this. I hope you have a good day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.